Okay, so why do you want to be Bermondsey's Labour MP?
This is a fantastic area to represent. It's steeped in history and it's got some really wonderful people here. I can't imagine a constituency that I would be, you know, happier to work for. But, you know, I think the time has come when this constituency did have a new representative. I think there are a lot of issues here with the poor performance of the council, and I think this area is in the front line of regeneration and it does need a very strong voice to speak up for it.
And the next election is undoubtedly going to be very difficult for Labour nationally. Shouldn't the party be concentrating on holding on to what it's already got rather than putting activists' time and effort into seats like this?
We're going to fight this campaign from within our own resources, you know, but we've got a lot of good members here, as you can see. It was a huge turnout today. So we won't be taking any resources from other areas of the party, but there's a strong feeling about this area, this seat in the Labour movement. You know, I think we've always felt that we made some terrible mistakes that caused us to lose this seat, and we want to bring Bermondsey and Oldswithock back home to the Labour Party.
And what realistic difference can having a Labour MP make to people's quality of life in a seat like this? Surely, for most purposes, it doesn't make much difference.
Well, people need good representation. The Labour Party, the whole point of the Labour Party is to seek the public good. And I do think that this area has not had a strong enough voice when there are so many issues going on. If we look at what's happened in the Elephant and Castle, for example, we look at all the pressure there is on green land in this area. So, you know, I think with Labour values, you know, we're pro-people, we're pro the environment, we're in the community. I think that we can offer people the best representation in this area.
Some people will inevitably say that being a candidate in a seat like this is a stepping stone to a safer seat next time round. How can you demonstrate your enduring commitment to Bermondsey?
I've got a track record of deep loyalty, actually. I've worked very hard in Croydon for many, many years and eventually was the council leader. I've done 9 years now on the GLA. I don't come and go quickly. And actually, I'm in my 50s now, so I'm flattered to be asked that question because this is the thing that I want to do. I want to represent this area. I've had a few people say to me, well, you know, there are seats popping up all over the country now. Why don't you go and get yourself something safer? But that is completely bogus and inauthentic. I think the point is I've got something to say to this community and I've got something I want to do for this community. And, I do not want to go carpet bagging around the world.
Finally, you've also been endorsed by the Cooperative Party.
I have, yes.
Can you tell us about what your links with the cooperative movement mean to you?
Well, you know, originally I was from Rochdale, so, everybody in the Labour Party in Rochdale joined the Pioneers. But I worked a lot in aid and development in overseas countries, and I really developed a strong view that the value of cooperative enterprises and the cooperative movement at large is that it empowers people. It gives ordinary people, it gives poor people a chance to take decisions and to own things together and to run things together. So, you know, it takes away this terrible client or consumer or, it takes away any sense of the passive. I think it gives people power in their community, and that's why I think the Co-op Party is really, really important. And it's coming back. I think as an organisation, its time has come. You know, there's a lot of worries about trust in our political life, and the point about the Co-op movement is that it's absolutely fundamentally about people doing it for themselves.